It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts. We broadcast almost daily. It's a live and interactive podcast where we talk to callers on the air and then we podcast the topic. There is no podcast like it. Because on no other podcast would you hear the co-presenter coughing in the background.
I'm sorry. I had COVID 2 weeks ago. COVID is back, by the way.
COVID is back
with a bang. I had it.
You never hear one of the two Johnnies going, oh, sorry, I have to cough here.
I'm post-viral from COVID. Sorry about you.
I have to cough here. Sorry, Johnny. No problem, Johnny. How are you, Johnny? How are you? Big fan of the show. Anyway, it is the Opinions Matter podcast. And as you know, most of the topics that we talk about on the podcast are raised by you, the listeners. Every day we ask you to WhatsApp us with topics that you want talked about. And today's topic, which came in actually yesterday afternoon, is from a listener by the name of Jennifer, who's a regular on this podcast. I didn't even know she had teenagers, did you?
No.
No, never knew that.
She looks so very young, to be fair.
She does, although this is going to age her, I would say, what's going on in her life at the moment. And here is what Jennifer wants to get off her chest. I want to read this out for you, and I want you, and Katie will be able to give a better insight into this, because Katie was a teenage girl about 30 years ago, albeit, but she was a teenage girl. I've never been a teenage girl, but I do know from living with a sister who was a teenager at the time as well, it's very hard to get teenage girls to wear what you want them to wear.
Ah, stop. Yeah. I used to go out with the house in one thing, go around the corner and have a bag with different clothes.
You were that girl.
I was that girl.
You were that girl. Okay, well, let's have a listen to what Jennifer has to say. And the reason I asked Katie about this is because a lot of people commenting on Facebook were saying, just make her wear what you want her to wear. That's not the real world. I'm not naive to think that you can make a teenager.
John, listen, you'll have a, you might not have experienced it from the being a teenage girl side, but you're going to experience it from the father of two teenage girls side. Oh, and you're screwed.
I can already tell you out of the two girls which one is.
Tell you which one from what you talked to me about. Yeah, Alex is a little. She sounds like my daughter, a little rip.
Yeah, my middle child is going to have my heart broken, and she's so rebellious already that I just know that.
Anyway,
that's karma for me, isn't it? Anyway, here's what Jennifer says. She says, I think this would make a good topic in your podcast. And you can please talk about it, because I'd like advice from parents, because I'm sure they've gone through this. My daughter is 15 and this is her first year that we've seen a change in her. She dresses exactly how she wants to now. She helps her older sister out in the hairdressers and gets money so she can buy her own clothes. And some of the stuff she wears from Shein is not age appropriate, in my opinion. She wears bra tops when she goes out with her friends and short skirts up her bum, hot pants. And right now, so this was sent yesterday afternoon, and right now she's wearing skin-tight leggings as she goes out the door. She won't wear any of the clothes that she wore last year. This is bothering me and her dad, but what can we do? We can tie her down and force her to wear clothes. And also, all her friends dress like this. When they call to the door, I see how they're dressed. Her words to me yesterday afternoon when going out the door were, what's the problem, Mum? They're nice clothes. All my friends dress like this and I feel comfortable in them. What is the big deal? It's 2025. My kids say that already as well. Anytime I say anything about it, they go, oh, it's not the 1980s anymore. It's not the 1980s anymore. So she is looking for your advice, ladies and gentlemen. And we would love to hear your advice on 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. She wants your advice. If you have teenage, even if you don't have teenage girls, we just love your advice. What would you do if you were this mother or father? How would you deal with this if you were the mother and father of this 15-year-old? Now, Katie, you were a 15-year-old. You were rebellious.
Yeah.
I know that from talking to you in the past. People were saying on our Facebook page, they were saying, oh, just say she can't wear the clothes. That's not practical.
No, it's not.
Sure. It's not practical.
I would have been told at 13, 14 and stuff, I want to go in. You're not going out in that. All right, no problem. That's fine. I'll go down and change. But, you know, you'd leave a bag out in the bush the evening before you're going out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that was made up.
No, I used to leave a bag out in the bush the evening before I'd be going out or whatever. And yeah, it's not practical. Parents can't know what their kids are doing all the time and what they're wearing all the time.
And do you want to tell us what you used to wear when you were 15?
Exactly like what you described there.
So a bra top.
Bra top, hot pants, you know, and there's this thing teenagers used to do when I was a teen. I don't know if it's still a thing. I'm going to sound very old here, but you'd have like the string from your underwear on show.
Yes.
It was like in the Britney Spears videos and stuff. It was. Yeah, it became a trend.
The thong would be pulled up around your, nearly under your armpits. Yeah.
Yeah. So stuff like that. But like my mom and dad wouldn't have been happy with me going out like that. But did they have a say? No, because there's every teenager who wants to do something will find a way to do it.
I agree with you. Because I wanted to read out this message for you, and it was from, there was one from Sam that said, burn everything she buys. Simple as that. That's ridiculous.
Like the people calling, you know, 15, the people on our Facebook page calling these young ones sluts and stuff. These are kids. Lads.
Yeah, you need your hard drives checked, lads.
You know, seriously, to refer to young girls, minors like that, calling them sluts, like, honestly, cop the hell on. Like, we were all young once. It's not ideal. I wouldn't want my own daughter going out like that, absolutely.
But you're a realist as well, aren't you?
Yeah. And let's face it, like, if young ones are going out dressed like that, okay, it might not look the best or it might look a certain way, but just don't look at them. They're kids.
I saw
that. Look the other way. It's none of your business.
I was outside Marty Park there 2 weeks ago when Sabrina Carpenter was playing, and there was a load of girls going. I was there with my missus, and she was the one that pointed out, she said, did you see the way some of those are dressed? And I was saying to her, well, we'll be dealing with that in about 10 years' time because... Well, let me read out another message that was on her Facebook page, and it's from Elaine Ritchie. And I'm taking it Elaine doesn't have teenage girls because she says in the message... she's 15 years of age. You're the parent. Control it.
Elaine have kids?
I'm taking it. And Elaine, you're welcome to come on and tell us how to control it. Because I would like to know, because I'm with Katie on this. I don't think you can.
But it's not even just that. If a 15-year-old generally will know, you know, if something looks good on her, think something looks good on her, she might not always be right. If she's confident and happy to go out and wear it, mind your own business. She'll grow out of it, just like the orange fake tan and the trashy false eyelashes that every girl goes through. They'll grow out, well, most of them grow out of it, some of them don't. But if that's what they want to wear out, like, I mean, teenage discos used to be like, you know, do you remember, it probably wasn't the same, what were they called when you were young, dances? They probably sang the national anthem at the end.
That's what it was,
But the point is that, you know, if adults are looking at young girls, kids basically, let's say 14 years old kids, and judging them, then, you know, that I think that's even weirder. Like, I know myself, my own dad, I think Adrian, yourself, you know, I think that you probably wouldn't even notice a young one going around dressed like that because you wouldn't be looking.
I wouldn't be looking either, but you do see when they're going to gigs and stuff like that, of course you would notice
I would never, ever, ever want my own daughter to go out like that,
Why though? Why? What's the reason?
I just don't like the idea of pervs leering at her or anything, because there are pervs out there. Or, you know, lads to getting a certain impression of her and thinking she's a certain way. Or, you know, it's what you say says a lot about who you are.
Okay, but what you're saying is you can do nothing about it.
No, you can't do anything about it.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. Here's Glenn.
How's it going? Whoever's on today. Two things I want to address on this. One, this topic just always weighs tails. Like, it's always got me around. It's never going to change. The dress is a little bit shorter, or the skirt is an inch shorter than I was fucking 20 years ago when this mother was a child. My thing here is, I understand, but at the same time, if you're looking at a child and the first thing you think is that's too sexual, that's too short, regardless if you're a man or a woman, you need your head checked and your hard drive checked. For women, I feel it's a lot more of a bullying sentiment where they're jealous that they're seeing, for some reason, they're seeing 16, 17 year old girls dressing the way they want to dress now or they want to dress back then. I feel like women are a lot more insecure in their remarks, and that's a lot more hurtful. But as well as the men, before anyone fucking far right idiot jumps on this, it's not Muslim men. Irish men have been perving on young girls throughout the 70s, 80s, 90s, 90s, 10s, and even 20s. So before you start claiming it's Muslim men, go and ask a fucking 60-year-old what age her first boyfriend was, and she'll probably tell you he was 20 and she was 15, 14. So before you want to jump on that bullshit, for me, the way it was to math, sit down with the girl, explain your concerns, and let her talk back to you. Let's not let this be a fucking, my mother brought me up this way, and that's why I'm going to bring you up. As parents, are supposed to involve and adapt to the times.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let us go to Samantha. Hey, Samantha, how are you?
Hi, guys. Hope you're all well.
Good. What do you think of this?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm just going to go straight back into the fourth message that you were talking about. And I want to say this child is only 15. Like, she doesn't have a choice of what she's wearing. Her mother should be telling her what she's going to be wearing, you know? And also, like, the mother's buying the clothes, so she's all the rights there. She's a 15-year-old child. She shouldn't be allowed to go out with everything on show. It's crazy, crazy in this day and age.
So how do you control it?
Well, you're a parent, so you know exactly what I'm going to say to you. You're in charge, you buy the clothes, and that's how you control it. You bring her to the shop, you bring her to Penny's or wherever she wants to go. They all love
no,
Penny's.
Samantha, sorry, I'm sorry to cut across you there. You're not living in the real world.
Yeah, that's not practical.
I go to Penny's with my young daughters, and you do not see 15-year-old girls there with their parents. They go with their friends. 15-year-old girls do not want to go shopping with mommy
but
and
like,
daddy.
Samantha, can I ask you, if a young woman wants to go out dressed like that, yeah? If she wants to go in there and, you know, revealing clothes. Okay, it's not ideal, but why try and control them?
I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you exactly why. Do you remember about 2 weeks ago there was a gig in the Phoenix Park?
Mm-hmm.
Some cowboy fella or whatever he was, I don't know. They were all going around with their cowboy hats and everything.
Oh, Zach something, wasn't it?
Down the road in front of us. We were walking home from town and the kids were all going towards the park. There was 3 girls in front of me. I'd say they were 14 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 were dressed with their bums hanging out at the bottom of the skirt, right? We could actually see their cheeks of their bum, right? My husband was mortified. We'd crossed the road and everything. He said, like, we were just scarlet, like, walking behind us.
No, I understand that.
We got up to the corner where the pubs are there, and just before you go into the park, there was a load of, like, outfits outside the park, and they're staring at these young ones, and they're only kids. And I just think, okay, they're going to try to get away with the belly top every now and again or whatever, or the little bra top things that you wear in the summer. But this what we seen was shocking.
But
the problem here is the men, not the young girls.
The problem here is the men looking at young girls.
They shouldn't be leering at young girls. The girls, those girls,
they're paedophiles.
Absolutely, 100%, guys. Me, you know me well. I agree with everything you're saying there. 100%, them weirdos doing that. Well, let's not give them the chance to do it to our kids. Let's have some sort of control over it.
But
you know,
I'm telling you now, Samantha, and I don't have teenage girls, but I'm telling you now from friends of mine that do, you cannot tell a 15 or 16-year-old girl what to wear. They will not wear, they're not going to wear Mickey Mouse clothes, should they not? They're not going to wear clothes with Lilo.
No, well, I don't want them to wear. Come here, Jeremy, I have an 18-year-old. We went through this 3 years ago with her, walking down the stairs, thinking she was going to leave the house. Like what you're talking about, they're buying stuff off Shein, so they'll show you what they want to show you. And then they'll try to get away with the rest.
What do you think of, because I'm shocked by this, Samantha, today, I genuinely am, the amount of adults, particularly male adults, which is kind of slightly more worrying, who are referring to these young girls as sluts and tramps and hoes.
Well, see, I'm not going to lie to you, Kate. Yeah, I didn't get a whole lot of it because I was walking.
No,
so
I'm talking about on Facebook.
Everything.
On Facebook, people saying they're the next single mother incoming. I went out dressed provocatively when I was young. I didn't end up pregnant or, you know, teenage pregnancy.
Me too. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, we all push boundaries and we do that as 15-year-old teenagers.
Samantha, what was your daughter coming down the stairs dressed in 3 years ago when she was 15?
A little belly top things, you know. You know, they're trying to wear their little shorts and their belly top.
Okay, so she was wearing really short shorts and a belly top, yeah?
No, I wouldn't say they were really... No, she wouldn't have been wearing really short shorts, Jeremy. No, I didn't say that. I said she's wearing shorts and belly top.
And why did that bother you? Why did that bother you as a mother that she was dressed like that?
I just thought, like, there's so many weirdos in this world that are going to be staring at her, and I don't want her getting that kind of attention, especially if she's leaving the house without me. Jeremy, I'm the mother that's walked through the supermarket and seen a 50-year-old man look at my daughter. My daughter's stunning. My daughter's absolutely stunning. And I actually stare them out of it. And I'm just as I'm walking by him, just so she can't hear me because she'd go mad, I said to him, that's a fucking child you're looking at.
And this was a 50-year-old...
That's exactly what I said to him.
This was a 50-year-old man in the...
Looking at him, yeah.
That's sick.
Oh, my God. And what way was he
going? And I walked up because I didn't want to make a show of her because she knows where I'm like. I'm out there and I will. But she's had words with me before.
Oh, Oh my God.
So I just walked up to him and I just said to him, that's a fucking child you're staring at. That's exactly what I said to him.
And was he staring at her in a way that was, you
oh
know,
yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he was staring at her.
Not
well.
Realizing
I've
I'm,
seen it
he
before.
He had
as
no
well.
Idea
yeah.
whatsoever. He had no idea whatsoever. She was my daughter beside me. He had no idea. So he nearly shit himself when I walked up to him and said that to him. He nearly fucking passed away last week. He did.
I'd say there's so much of it going on all over the place. So grown ass man,
he's no clue
teenagers.
This was my daughter walking up with me. So he just thought he was going to get away with this. He thought he was going to have a good eyeful and he'd get away with it. But no, he done it on the wrong day.
Oh, that would
with
make
the wrong woman.
That
yeah,
would make
it would make you sick. You'd want to go over and kill them, like you would.
But,
well, I would have, Katie. I really felt like it. Yeah. Like I really, really felt like. And this is the problem. This is what I'm scared of because. The kids are so vulnerable out there, you know, they're going out and you don't know what's out there. I mean, this guy's taking pictures of kids on buses now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking pictures with their cameras, so you just don't know what they're going to do with that, you know?
Darren wants to know, Darren's the king of whataboutries, isn't he? Would she have said anything to a woman leering? Well, a woman wouldn't have been leering at Darren, I don't think you're getting this. The man.
And Darren, if you knew me, yeah, I would, yeah, Darren, I would. I'd ask her what she's looking at. Yeah, 100% I would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you would.
I mean, leering, no, but leering.
Katie, I've no problem. I'm down in the pub. I'm not going to lie to you. I was down in the pub the other day. Beautiful sunny day. I'm going to tell you the story here. Gorgeous sunny day. Sun shining. I'm sitting there with my daughter and my husband. And all I can describe is a pair of swingers on the other side of the table. And they were eyeing me and my husband up like we were desserts, right? And I'm a middle-aged woman. Keep that in mind, right? Well, my daughter's sitting beside me. And my husband knows what I'm thinking, that I'm ready to burst. I'm ready to say, who the fuck you staring at? And I just put my hand under my chin and I just stared two of them out of it so they felt uncomfortable. I turned to Cookie and I'm sitting there with me.
How did you know they were swingers?
I don't know their swingers. I was getting eyed up like I was a dessert.
Yeah. Stay there for a second, please, Sandra. Let me play this from Trevor.
Starty guys, just tuned in and see today's going to be a Jeremy podcast where it's I'm for the women's rights. I'm for the ladies. Oh, Jeremy, seriously, stop, man. You're a parent. Be a fucking parent. And that person that sent you in the fucking text, be a parent. Your children, like, if you're not an authority in your house, then you're fucking failing. Both you and your missus are the authority in your house. The children are not. And when they're 18, they think they can stand up to you and say, okay, you're legal. Off you go. Go on, go get your own place, see yourself. About. Oh, I don't think I can tune into today's podcast. I'd say it's going to be a fucking softy woke piece of shit.
Oh, it's woke.
No,
everything goes back to woke, isn't it?
With the show. But
yeah.
Still.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Snowflake there.
But like,
again,
the thing I don't understand.
Not living
is,
in the real world, Trevor.
I was going to say this earlier on.
Not living in the real
and
world.
And someone actually commented a similar tone on Facebook there. If a young one is on the beach, let's say in Kilmarnock now, and she's wearing a swimsuit, her arse is most likely on show. What's the difference?
Yeah, I don't know the difference. I don't know the difference.
It's skin. But on a kid. It's a kid skin.
But again, Trevor, I wonder, you, Trevor, oh, big Rambo there, yeah? Oh, yeah, sure, it wouldn't be happening in my house. How do you stop? How do you actually stop a 15-year-old dressing?
And the more you try to stop, the more
they will go
fight
again,
you.
Again, not living in the real world. Stay there for a second, Sandra. Let me go to Jess. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Now, what do you want to say on this?
So, does the daughter have her own Shein account, or how is she getting the orders?
No,
she
said it in it. No, so she works in her older sister's hairdressers and gets money. So she has her own. Well, most 15-year-olds get pocket money and they have their own money. Like,
yeah, well, she's ordering it online then. It's probably like on her own little like kids' Revenue account or something. What the moms do is when the package comes to the door, open it, see what's in it, and say, see all this? You're not fucking wearing it. Not a hope in hell. When you're 18, dress whatever the hell way you want under this roof. You're not wearing this.
Okay, that's not going to work, Jess.
That
is
not
going to
work. You're saying it's not going to work. I was clothes shopping when I was 15. I went out with my mum and dad, and guess what? If I picked up something they said was inappropriate, I wasn't getting it because they said, put that back. You're not bringing that home.
Okay, but it's different.
So it can be done.
No, it's not. It's different now because
the mum can open the packet. The mum can open the package and say, if it is like, oh, where's my package? I'm due a Shein order. Said it's arrived. I opened it. I didn't like what I seen, so I sent it back because you're not wearing it.
The point
you're saying it's not realistic. What, like, what's she meant to do? Go out looking like an absolute harlot. Go on then.
So look at that picture that just came in there from Lauren. You know, sorry, Lauren,
Lauren. Yeah,
she sent a picture of her daughter. Doesn't she look gorgeous?
Yeah, she does look gorgeous. Yeah.
What? By the way, Lauren, your daughter is an absolute stunner.
And why did she send the picture? Stay
just
there for
to
a second.
Show her what she wears going out. But how cute is that? Like that.
Well, describe what Lauren.
So she's got.
Well,
like,
sorry, we get Lauren on to describe herself. On, okay. Yeah, I don't want to be looking at Lauren's daughter's photographs and stuff like that. But
you're not looking at it in a pervy way.
No, I didn't
say. Like, I mean, that girl is probably, what, about 15, 16. You can say someone's beautiful without it being creepy. She's absolutely stunning.
She obviously gets the looks from the father. but no, she'd be a very beautiful looking girl. But I want Lauren, we get Lauren on in a second to tell us exactly what her daughter's wearing, and then just see if the fashion police, Jess.
I would imagine they're looking at that young one. So you can tell by that young one she's a teenager, maybe 15, 16.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that she probably would, even though she looked 15 and 16, good looking girl, I'd still imagine she would probably still get weirdos looking at her.
Oh, of course she would. So your advice, Jess, let me get this again. Your advice is to literally burn their clothes or don't let them in near it. Yeah? So are you there, Jess? Jess, can you hear me?
She's there.
Oh, we'll try and get her back. We'll try and get her back. And I want to try and get Lauren on to talk about what her daughter looks like. Here's Eddie.
That's a good topic. I just want to pick up something Jeremy said there. Look, I don't know the answer regarding how that woman controls her door. I don't know the answer to that. But he said there, it's not the girl's fault. It's the men leering at them young girls. And I can tell you now as a man, and most men will tell you, a 16-year-old now, when they have all the makeup on and are dolled up and are dressed up, they look fucking 18, 19, 20. It's very, very hard to tell their age. I mean, I was only in Lanzarote there a couple of months ago, and I know for a fact, because a couple of the people that were with us were underage, and they were in the pub and got past bouncers and everything. And if bouncers can't fucking tell, how are we to know?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, let me just address Eddie's point that he made there before the break. And he was saying that 15-year-olds, when they're dressed up, they can look like 18 and 19 and even 20-year-olds. Yeah, I agree with you. But a man in his 40s, Eddie, like yourself, or maybe you're in your 50s, should not. No man in their 30s or 40s or 50s should be looking that way at a girl who is 18 or 19 and maybe even younger than that. Okay, we all know that girls will look a bit older when they're dressed in a certain way. But you still know, and I'm looking at the photograph that Lauren sent us of her daughter, and she's probably 15, but she still looks 18. And someone who looks 18 should not be getting leered at by a grown man. So that is the point. Sorry, in fact, Lauren, you're on the line now. How are you, Lauren? I want you to describe the photograph, obviously, because I don't want to put it up online and stuff. Describe what age is your daughter, first of all?
She was 15 last month.
Wow, so she's exactly the age of the topic we're talking about.
Yeah.
15 years of age. What is she wearing in the photograph that you just sent us?
She has knee-high flat boots, a short skirt, and a long top when it's tucked in underneath her, like, so you can see a bit of her belly, like, kind of thing.
And did she buy those clothes herself?
She bought them herself, but I let her. Yeah, the boots are mine. They're my boots, and the clothes she bought herself. But yeah, I think she looks great.
I think she looks great as well.
That to me now isn't a provocative. It's cutesy. It's cutesy skatery. I wouldn't say it's provocative, but she looks like fabulous. Do you know what I mean? It just goes to show you don't need to dress provocatively and have everything on show.
I have no issue with her wearing shorts, like, up to her bum and stuff. That doesn't bother me at all. Once she's not, hasn't gotten in it, she does try and push it. She'll show me tops. Well, I'm quite open with her, so she doesn't sneak out with different clothes. So if she, like, she does try and push it, she'll show me a top that's very racy and stuff, and I'll say, no, beautiful top, but you're too young for it. So she doesn't get it. But so she does like the little shorts, like, and she does sometimes will try something on. I'm going to say, you can't wear that, Maddie, because you're literally, your ass cheeks are hanging out. So I'm like, that's a no, like. But I don't mind if it, once her bum is covered by her shorts, I don't mind them being short, like, and stuff, and wearing little belly tops and stuff like that. That doesn't bother me at all.
I will say that some girls, not all girls, there are, you know, a certain percentage of the young girls out there, maybe older than 14, 15, you know, the 16, 17-year-olds who dress that way to get the reaction that they're getting. To be leered at.
Oh, 100%. Like, that night I was dropping her off to a party, and I'm not even kidding you. When I was dropping her off, I was like, oh, I don't know it was a house, somebody's house, and it was her friend's 15th or 16th birthday, and there was girls there, and I'm not even joking you, I could see their womb, like, I'm not even kidding you, like, it was literally, I could see everything, and I didn't, some of these girls were huge girls, and some of these girls were like, should not have been wearing the clothes they were wearing.
But some girls also do it to get the attention from older men.
Well, let me read out this message here, just so we're clear. Did that woman, that's Lauren, by the way, Lauren is her name, just say that she lets her daughter wear shorts, as in shorts that show everything off? If so, she's part of the problem. What sort of shorts do you let her wear?
Like shorts, like, just sit on, like, look at all the kids, they're the little kind of like gym shorts and stuff like that, like, and just sit. I'll try and see if I have a picture of Katie and I'll send it to you. Like the kind of shorts that I.
But I take it we're talking about like sort of hot pant shorts and not running shorts.
Not with her. You don't see any of her arse. Like,
but even if she wants to wear hot pants shorts, even if she wants to, and you can see a bit of her arse, right? Even if you can. Nobody should be looking at a 15 in that picture. Your daughter is quite obviously, she's not over the age of consent. She's in the picture. She is a minor. She's 16. I'd say she looks about 16. She's 15.
Oh, you definitely know looking at the photograph, Laura, that she's a minor.
So regardless of what, how much cleavage or butt or legs or anything that's hanging out, it doesn't matter. Nobody should be looking. She's a child. Yeah.
Okay, Jess, fashion police.
I love your other child lounging on the couch behind.
Now, Jess, the fashion police here. As I said, you can't see the you can't see the photograph, but you hear what Lauren says. She does wear short shorts, those short shorts that young girls wear. And what is the problem here? It's fashionable.
It's not fashionable. No child should be wearing short shorts.
Well, Lauren's child does.
Yeah, and I don't think she should. That's just my opinion.
Why shouldn't she?
Jordan, I sent you in a photograph of me there. I'm about 16 years old. What I'm wearing is called class. Because nothing is exposed other than my fucking shoulder blade.
Why shouldn't? This is the thing I don't understand. Why shouldn't she be wearing shorts?
Because she's basically wearing clothes that adults are wearing.
Well, Lauren, she's dressing like an adult.
And it's all, I blame all these fucking Love Islanders thinking that they're better than God. They go around thinking that they're this, that and the other. I blame them.
Oh, Lauren, what do you say to that? That your daughter... Like,
what are you buying for?
Look, if I was to get her and make her wear what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, make her wear what? Like, cover her up? Like, send her to the Amish people? I don't know what you want. Like she looks good. She doesn't look trampy at all. She doesn't have her boobs out. You know what I mean? I think she looks really cute. I mean, she borrows my gym gear.
I'm sorry, Lauren. I just don't think belly tops and short shorts are cute. I don't.
Oh, I do. I think they're cute. Now, look, there is extremes.
Oh, well.
Times when you look and see people and you go, you see young ones walking out and you can see literally up their vagina. Like, it's just, that's ridiculous. I don't allow that. Like, but you have to allow them have a little bit of expression.
That's good. It's good. Expression?
Mm-hmm.
What expression? Yeah. They're 15, 16 year olds,
they've
nothing to express.
Look, I did it, like, when I was younger,
They don't know their arse from their fucking elbow, they've nothing to express.
And does she say, Lauren, when she's going out dressed, wearing shorts, the really short shorts, does she say that she gets looks from older men?
No, well, when she went to the beach there one of the nice days, she came home, like, she's very, like, she'll talk to me, what the kids do say, she goes, I was asked for my snap 5 times. That's what she'll tell me, like, you know, that's what she, I gave my snap out once to somebody, like, that's the way they talk, like, you know what I mean? She's really, like, she's just one of those teenagers, but, like, that's it, like, I'm sure she gets attention, she's a good looking girl, like, you know what I mean? What am I supposed to do with her, like, you know what I mean? Fatten her up and make her look ugly?
Well, I don't know, Jess, But the way Jess was going on, she wants your daughter wearing a bedspread
what
when
did
she goes.
She say there? Sorry, can we to fatten her up and make her look ugly?
Okay, now I'm looking at the other photograph that you just sent us.
She looks amazing. I'm looking at the other picture. She looks amazing.
Now, my opinion would be, Lauren, don't take offence to this. Those shorts are a bit short.
I don't think they are at all.
But if she went to the beach, she'd have less on if she was in the beach. What's the difference? Her thighs are almost covered there. She's I think she looks great. Anybody who would give out about someone like that are either jealous or they're pervy.
Well, then I'm trying to wonder, what do you not let her go out in, Lauren? You said there were certain clothes that she wears that you go...
She wanted to, when she was going to this party, she sent me a picture of this outfit and it was literally like a lingerie kind of top and she wanted to wear that. And absolutely no way would I let her out wearing something like that. Absolutely no way. She's 15. I don't mind a little cutesy top and stuff like that. Like, I don't mind a little bit of cleavage showing if our legs are covered kind of thing. I wouldn't let it go to the extreme. She hasn't got full control of what like she wears. But because I give her, because I like, you know, her style and, you know, and she, we kind of talk and whatever like that. It's good. Like, I know she's not hiding anything. I know she's not wearing something she shouldn't be wearing and stuff like that. So we have a
but
good
what's the difference? What's the difference?
Jeremy, let's also remember here that this is a rite of passage. This is for most teenage girls. And it also is, it contributes to their development.
Their confidence.
Body autonomy.
No, I'm just trying to worry. I'm just wondering why Lauren will let her wear very short shorts that leave very little to the imagination, but won't they wear? And I know the type of top you're talking about. It's like a bodice top. It's like, it is a lingerie top. And I don't see what the difference is.
Hi, guys. Very quickly, just listen to the topic on the way home. I have a 13-year-old girl, and we were down in Sandy Cove on Sunday. Hottest day, probably, of the year. And my daughter knew some girls that were down there. And when I tell you, she was mortified for what they were wearing. They had very, very little on and left nothing to the imagination at probably 13 to 15. The hair was done, the makeup was done. They were in and out of the water, but didn't want to get the hair wet. Like, I was mortified and she was mortified, but said there was nothing left to the imagination in the slightest.
Edward, what do you want to say on this, please?
Hi, well, I just can't listen to Jess. Like, really, come on now. Like, this girl, didn't you say she's making her own money?
She does make her own money. She works in her older sister's hairdressers and gets money so she can buy her own clothes from Shein. Like, remember, lads, we're talking about a 15-year-old. She's not 10 or 11. Most 15-year-olds have their own Revolut account. They have their own Shein baskets, don't they, Katie? Yeah, I know my nieces have their own Shein baskets. And they can literally...
It's like when I was young, you go into New Look or Quiz or... What was it? That one that used to be there. Went years ago in town. But anyway, you'd go in and
Evans,
buy it.
Evans.
Not Evans. Jane Norman. Anybody remember Jane Norman? They used to do the little small dresses and everything.
Yeah. And Morgan. No, Morgan. All the girls used to shop in Morgan. Do you remember that clothes shop, Morgan? Oh, yeah, you would. They sold all that kind of stuff. You think we should stop telling young girls what to wear then?
Yeah, because, like, if she's making her own money, that's her own money. Okay, yeah, she is still underage. I get that. But she is slowly growing. So just let her slowly but surely become an adult. It's nothing wrong with that.
But what about dirty old men staring at them?
Ah, Jesus. There will be always everywhere. Like, you can't escape that. Like, what if? We can't live in the world of what ifs.
But you're not a father, are you?
I'm not.
Maybe your attitude would change if you had teenage daughters.
But I know there are pedophiles around, like Jeremy. Don't get me wrong. But, like, again, like, living in the world of what ifs. That's my main point. Like, anything can happen at any day.
But do you not think by letting them dress, you think it should be gloves off completely? Whatever they want to wear at 15 years of age, they should be able to wear?
Well, not like really bikinis or whatever, but maybe like shorts or like something that covers the lower part. Then, yeah, that's fine. But, like, dictating everything to a 15-year-old, like, I mean, okay, I get that she's still 15, but still, like, you really need to let her slowly become an adult.
That's what you were saying, Katie.
Yes.
That you need her.
Yes, it teaches them to, you know, it's their own bodies. Even at 15, you don't own their bodies. It's teaching them body autonomy. It's teaching them to make their own decisions. It's teaching them consent. Even, you know, they can decide, you know, if someone's looking at them, you know, stop looking at me. It's all part of development. It's all part of growing up. It's the rite of passage. And it doesn't mean because a young one's gone out dressed a certain way that she's a slut or a tramp. And people, remember we're talking about kids here, because a 14 and 15 year old, they are a child. And if you're looking at them and you have any kind of thoughts about what they're wearing, then that's on you. You are the problem, not them.
Now, people are saying it's a bit strange that Ed is saying young girls should wear what they want to wear. What's wrong with Ed saying that, by the way? I don't, I mean, John, you're one of, why are you upset with what Ed is saying? All he
said,
So Ed is saying that a 15-year-old girl should be able to dress within reason, whatever they want to dress, and let them be.
No, they should. Well, I don't get this. You see, here's the thing. I just want to go back to what you did, the whole point of the argument was. And, you know, what a stupid question that I can't believe, actually, what I'm hearing. I had this out with this guy as a many, many years ago there. I told this there, me and my partner, Jeremy, we were driving down the road. And my daughter was gone out with her friends on a night over, and she brought her backpack there and the whole lot. And we seen her on with her friends, you know, and we turned the car back around. She had literally nothing on. And we told her to get into the car. Like, get in, hurry up. And we drove back to the house and we were like, what's going on here? Where'd you get them? Oh, these are blah blah blah's clothes and these are blah blah's. I said, where's your clothes? I said, where's the clothes that you had? And the change of clothes that you had and that you bring with you? Well, they're in blah blah blah's house. I said, no. Here's the thing. And we did. We had a serious chat about it. Because here's the thing. She had literally nothing on. And that's not on. You know, we are the parents, guys, at the end of the day, you know. And she was 15 at that time. We, you know, again, like every other parents, we would have given her the money to go on Shein. Now what we're doing is then, and back then, now it's a different story now. This is a couple of years ago, a few years ago. We were monitoring up to what she was buying then, you know. And because obviously I was transferring money from my account over to the Revolut account, because I don't even trust Shein with any account. Well, if there's only so much money in the account, it can only take so much money. But the fact of the matter is, we're the parents here, not the kids. And they are kids at the end of the day.
Okay, yeah, Edward, they're only kids. Treat them like kids.
John, come on. Like, they're slowly growing up. Let them grow.
They're 15 and 16, Edward. I let them grow up. But when they become 18, that's when they become an adult, as far as I'm concerned, in my household. That's the way
legal
we
age, grow. Yeah.
Yes,
but
yes.
Let me finish now. This girl in particular that we're talking about, she makes her own money. You say you transfer your money to your daughter's account. Okay, that's your money, but she makes her own one. That's the main point, John.
She's 15. How is she making her own money? Who said that?
Because she works. Didn't you hear Jeremy saying that she's making her own money?
Oh, did she? Oh, sorry, Jeremy. I didn't even hear that. Sorry about that. Okay, so she's working at 15. She's making her own money. Even though she's making her own money, it doesn't give her the right of passage to actually go out and buy her own wherever she wants and put belts around her walking out the door. You know, it's called respect at the end of the day. Now, Jeremy and Katie, I want to just give you an insight into what I'm talking about.
Sorry,
here.
Can I just address an issue? First of all, sorry, John, I'm sorry for cutting across you there, but people getting very worked up over Edward's comments there.
Yeah, the amount of people calling him creepy and
Why Edward sounds creepy? Why does he want to see...
he's not saying he wants to see...
Well, first of all, can I just say, you all are coming across as very, very bloody stupid, because Edward, if you've listened to this podcast before, is visually impaired. So he's not going to be seeing anyone.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you are visually impaired, aren't you, Edward?
Anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to see anything. So those of you...
Jesus Christ.
Making
people.
All sorts of assumptions. Like, seriously, think about it before.
No, not one thing Edward has said to me is any red flag as to him being in any way...
But the man's visually impaired.
No, visually impaired out of it, okay? If he wasn't visually impaired, even still, people saying he's a creep. All he's saying is that teenagers should have the choice to wear what they want to wear.
Why
I mean,
is
people getting
and here's Jessica,
here it's unbelievable.
Here's the clothes Nazi Jess again. Why is Ed obsessed with wanting to see teen girls growing up? But he can't see anything, Jess, again. And you know that. You know that. So he's visually impaired. So
sorry, what did Jess say?
Why does he want to see... like?
But even if he wasn't visually impaired, yeah. At what point did he say, I want to see teenagers dressed a certain way?
He didn't.
At what point was that even implied? It wasn't.
People hear different things. Now, let me go back to John. Sorry, what were you saying, John?
Sorry, Jeremy, I just heard what you said again there. So, like, what do we say that enough is enough? I heard that girl, Lauren, earlier on. She even does a scan of the clothes, you know, going out the door. If she sees that it's happened too much, she'll pull her up on it. You know, and fair play to her. She's a good parent. That's what I got off, Lauren. You know, any parent that has any decent head on their shoulders won't let their daughter walk out that door looking like an absolute clown, because that's what some of them look like. You said it yourself, Sherry, you were up driving my Marley Park and you're seeing what you're seeing. I seen it the same, you know. I couldn't believe it. I'm my partner. I realised, Jesus Christ, is there no parents in the houses anymore? Did you not see what the daughters are going out wearing? You know, the fact of the matter is...
Casey's parents didn't see what she was dressed as. She was dressed like...
Well, she was putting her bag in the bush. I heard it, you know. But the fact of the matter is, you know, there's nothing wrong with sitting down with your daughter and saying, listen, well, that's okay and that's not okay, what Lauren said. Because, you know, my partner done the same with my daughter, you know. Like, I didn't have to do that. She done it. And she's, yeah, that's okay. Look, that's cool. And she was cool with that too, you know. So it wasn't as if we were coming around saying, listen, you can't wear that and you can't wear that. You know, yes, we buy appropriate clothes. You know, that's what it is. And there is appropriate clothes at the end of the day. And it's a bit of common sense. But look, you know, everybody's grown on this. I've seen what I've seen in Marley Park. I've seen, you know, as I say, and I was like, Jesus Christ, like, you know, if the parents are letting the kids out like that, well, obviously the parents don't give a fuck, to be honest with you. And that's the truth.
That's not true.
Well, you tell me, Jeremy said that he's seen what he's seen. I've seen what I've seen, and my partner's seen what we've seen. What was right with that? Why would you let your daughter out like that? Even Lauren said it. You know,
John, you said yourself, you sat your daughter down and spoke to her about it, blah, blah, blah. You have no idea.
No.
You have no idea what she's doing when you're not there. Daddy's little girl is a different kind of daddy's little girl.
I would know a lot more than you actually think.
I don't know why you have this.
See all this, you know, oh, you don't know. I'm very grounded.
Do you have a camera on her?
I'll tell you how grounded I am, Katie. My daughter actually met a fella there just before Christmas, okay? And do you know what I said to him, Jeremy? He's a nice guy. Okay. Does he wear a Canada Goose? No. Does he drive a scooter? Does he have a scooter? No. Does he have a surname? No. No, he drives. That's a very big thing for me.
Okay.
Does he work? Yes, he works. You see, that's the type of parent I am.
She actually
told me that he wears a Canada Goose and he has a skewer. I tell you one thing, he was never coming near the house, and I was here. That was never going to happen.
Someone wearing a Canada Goose?
In fairness, no.
The liquors. That's what they are. The liquors. As Mr. JD would call them, liquors. You know.
I had to ask the question. I don't know much about. I know there's a thing. You were always slagging the Canada Goose jackets. What is it? Is it a scummy thing?
Scummy. Yes, okay. Scummy. Canada Goose and scooters. Don't go away. They're liquors.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Laura, how are you? You're on Opinions Matter. How are things?
Hey, grand. Yeah, you.
Interesting conversation. What do you make of this? Do you have teenage girls yourself?
I don't have kids, but. What I'm hearing through this whole podcast, this conversation, is objectifying girls. Like, oh, she's wearing this, is too short, blah, blah, blah. Like, if a girl wears tomboy clothes, oh, she's, like, you know, looks like a boy. If she wears too short clothes, oh, she's a slut. Like, what happened? Like, there's no judgment on teenage boys if they go around wearing grey tracksuit bottoms and no top. You don't objectify boys, but we objectify girls. Like, this is why so many young women or girls get... the self-conscious thing. And I know myself, like, because the times when I was younger, I was self-conscious about myself. But this type of crap that people are talking about, oh, she should be ashamed of herself for wearing this and wearing that. Like, she's only 15 at the end of the day, trying to find herself and going through puberty and all that stuff. And, like, here we are, like, looking at girls and how they dress and kind of shaming them in that regard. It's like,
I know,
go back to the point.
Yeah, when the issue should be that the men that are looking at them.
Like, and that's the other argument as well. You hear about, you know, where, like, let's say the woman getting raped or whatever, and they're always talking about, oh, she was asking for it because of the type of clothing she was wearing. But that's not always the case.
No.
And this goes back
It's never the case.
Yeah.
No. What a woman wears, it's never the case. Nobody has a right to touch any woman
for that
regardless.
Yeah,
if she goes out butt naked, pissed off her head, nobody has a right to touch her at all.
Okay, but
and this is the thing I hate, like, just like young girls, not, then they're going through this stage of puberty, trying to get their own self-confidence about about their body. And the fact that we're judging a girl on her body and what she's wearing. And this is how women kind of get like, oh, I don't like the way I look, or they might not wear a pretty dress. Sometimes wearing something nice kind of gives them confidence. And this type of thing that's happening on the talk show today just kind of gives that proof.
I agree, Joe. Let me just read out this message from Michael Saunders. He says, it's amazing how Jeremy changes opinions when he's in that seat. Well, no, my opinion doesn't change regarding the seat. There's not a hope in hell that he would let his daughter out like that. Okay, here's the thing, Michael.
That's why I'm surprised by you as well. I remember you in a previous podcast saying to Adrian, my daughters will never go out dressed like that, and I'm going to take them into Tesco or Dunn's or wherever it is, and I'm going to watch what they're buying. But I remember you saying that, because I remember texting you about it.
Yeah, that was years ago, but I'm also a realist now, and I realise... I mean, Michael, you saying he would not let. What did you want to chain? Do you want people to chain their daughters to the radiator in the bedroom?
We're not in the middle ages, like, you know, it's crazy hearing that, like, we want to lock up our daughters. Like, we have independence, we should be able to wear what we want regardless, like, and this whole thing about men with their urges and stuff, they should be able to control their urges regardless of what a woman or a girl or whatever wears.
Lane on WhatsApp says, exactly, this is all about what girls wear. And the funny thing is, if a woman chooses to cover up and wear a headscarf, it's deemed wrong. Make it make sense. Elaine, that's to do with context.
Well, that's another thing with the religion thing. It's like if a woman wears like a hijab or something like that.
It's context. I think for a lot of people, it's the Western women giving up their rights and stepping back years in time.
Yeah, but like Michael, like I agree with you, Laura. No father wants their daughter going out dressed like that. But for Michael's words that he said, are you going to let? What do you want to do? Do you want to lock the door, lock a teenager into her bedroom? All you can do, all you can do, by the way, is just make sure she has respect for herself. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'd also be telling her and warning her, listen, there's fellas out there who will try and take photographs of you. Which is a scary thought. And that's what I don't get. The whole blame, as you say, in this conversation, Laura, is being put on the women, and none of it on the pervy old lads, like the fella that was looking at Samantha's daughter in Tesco's.
They are the problem.
He's the problem.
They are
big sweaty pervert.
If your kid wants to go out with short shorts and a belly top, she should have every right to do so. It's 2025.
But
it's
even
a free
with
country.
Like, for instance, school, like the length of a girl's skirt, or so you don't want to be distracting the boys. It's always blame on the girls. And like, you're just a girl, you're just going through life doing whatever, and then it's always the objectifying on the girls and the women.
You're 100% spot on. You're dead right.
They're completely looking at the wrong problem here. Let me go to one last call on this. Stay there, Laura, for a second. Yvonne, how are you?
Hi guys, how are you?
Good. You know, you've heard both sides of the argument. I'm blaming the sweaty perverted men who can't keep their eyes to themselves. They shouldn't be looking at young girls. And Laura is saying, we're looking at the wrong thing here. We should be looking at the men who need to be able to keep their eyes to themselves. What do you make of that?
What Laura is saying, she's 100% on the ball. We should. That is the way we would like to think it's going to be. The blame should be put on. But we have to protect these girls. We don't know who's walking down the street. We have, the way the law is in Ireland, it protects anyone that was convicted. We have no way of knowing whether they were convicted or not. That girl could be walking down the street and we don't know. That man could attempt something. We need to protect them. She's only 15 at the end of the day. She's got the rest of her life to wear what she wants. Because whatever age she is, she's going to get talked about.
But if people are walking down the road and those kind of people and scumbags, that's where you teach your kids, you know, you don't talk to strangers. You don't go off with weird men. You know, you don't give your number out to weird men.
You know, no matter how much you do it, if there's someone out there that sees a girl dressed like that and wants to do something, no one's going to stop him. He's going to go over and attempt it. Okay, fair enough, he might get to whatever he wanted to plan, but he is going to somehow do something to that girl that will mentally scar the girl, whether it's name calling, whether it's going over touching her. You don't know. We need to protect these girls.
We need to tell men to behave, Yvonne. That's what we need.
Oh, God, if we could do that and get them to listen, that'd be a whole other story. But there is men out there, and women, I don't know, but we need to protect them. It's like little four-year-olds being pushed around in buggies now in little belly tops and mini skirts It's 15 is still very, very, very young, and that mammy needs to sit her down and just explain to her that she understands. Look, as I do now, my daughter's only 8, so I'm not at that stage yet. She gets belly tops off family members' presents the whole time. She loves them. She's not allowed outside the house without them on. let her wear them inside the house, that's fine. But if we're going outside the house, she has to, there's not a hope she's allowed to wear them. Because we can't, unfortunately, there is going to be men that's looking. We can't stop that. I wish we could. I wish we could too. But realistically, no matter what she's going to look or they are going to look, she could be wearing jeans and dungarees. They're still going to look. We need to protect them and just try not, as horrible as it sounds, try not kind of give them anything to look at, I suppose.
Okay, yeah. Say that for a second, please, Yvonne. This is a message for Laura from John. John's back, he's angry.
Oh, Laura. Here, look, here's the thing. All right, Laura, I'll tell you what we do. We give them the keys of the house and we sign the fucking house over them, Laura. I let them do what they want. Is that what you want, Laura? Is that what we do? Was it sign the deeds over to the house to the 15, 16, 17-year-olds and let them do what the absolute fuck they like? Get your shit together, Laura. Seriously, get your shit together.
Grand.
Well, Laura, get your shit together.
Yeah, I must be crazy. I'm just giving my wife's opinion. Just you can't lock your daughter up. I don't know, he just sounds very angry.
Yeah, but that's John. No, you can't. How can you?
I know.
How do these people think that you can lock your children up in the bedroom?
She just hates you, like, you know.
And from what Katie
you
said,
if anything,
and they'll rebel.
You're kind of sexualizing your own daughter.
And they will just rebel, you know, won't they? They will rebel. The more
that's the thing. They'll go behind your back and like wear whatever they want without you knowing. So
I guess I hear you, Laura. Thank you very much for your call. And as I said, Katie here is the evidence of that she was a rebellious child, weren't you?
I'm still wild.
Well, no, you're not. You're actually gone boring. No, I'm but the point is, and I have changed my mind in recent years when I see how rebellious that. If a child is rebellious, yeah, you cannot change that streak in them. Sure you can't.
No.
That's literally.
No.
And I've learned that. I've learned that from Katie, actually, because Katie was a rebellious. Now, Katie's sister is literally the complete opposite. If you're to have Katie.
Oh, she's the golden child.
She is the golden child. Yeah, we always said you're the runt of the litter.
Yeah, no, I was the runt.
I said runt.
Okay. Okay, I was just making sure.
Well, maybe I said the other word as well. The runt and of the litter. But Katie's. And it's hardwired into them. Katie's other sister was not rebellious when she was younger. She was the goody-goody two-shoes. Hi, Sinead, how are you? And Katie was the wagon who did everything opposite to what she was told. You cannot change someone.
So you have that, don't you? And it's actually the exact same. You actually have the same as I have. So boy and then two girls. And your middle child, like me being the middle child, I have a younger sister, older brother.
Yeah.
She's the rebellious one, isn't she? I'm telling you, middle children. Watch out for them.
And for those of you who think you can't beat it out of them, it is hardwired into them to be rebellious. And the best thing you can do is give them a bit of guidance, give them a bit of advice. But you cannot chain them to the radiator. You cannot lock the doors and keep them locked up.
Michael Saunders there on Facebook said, to quote Katie and Jeremy from a previous podcast, I think they both said before, I hate to see women in revealing clothes that a sundress can 100% look better on. I'm going to stand by what I said. I believe that less is more, and not in terms of the quantity of clothing. I believe that actually, let's take kids out of it in terms of women in general, because I would not refer to kids and sexy in the same sentence.
Yeah, that's a completely different conversation.
But women, I think actually long summer dresses or like the, you know, knee length dresses, tight fit dresses, I think can look 100% sexier than a woman going out.
I like a woman in
with everything on.
What's the long
100%.
Dress called down to their toes? What's that called? What type of dress is that?
Maxi
dress. I love a woman in a maxi dress, and we will leave you with that thought. Thank you for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.